Wednesday, the 21st of July, Yud of Menachemov, Rabbi Mendel Chizik, Tisha B'Av on the 10th.
Some people are nervous. I'm going to be asking you all to fast shortly. The title at Tisha B'Av on the 10th. I can see the cups of tea are ready out there. You better down them quickly before 9 o'clock. I know the end already. The Briscoe. The Briscoe sons, once in a room together, waiting for the father, the Rav, to come in. And they're talking, joking among themselves, obviously in the Nyonei Torah, Fashvetzach. But the mood was quite light. The Rav then walked in. The Tata Alim, Briscoe walks in the room. And immediately his sons understood, now's not time for jokes anymore. And they completely sort of changed the atmosphere, sobered up. Still, quiet, serious looks on their faces. The Briscoe took one look and said, Gevaldig, he said, oh, Misha Nichnas of Mematin Basimcho. It's a different optite. The Tatakum Dagain, Mematin Basimcho. So generally, we're accustomed to understanding Misha Nichnas of, up until Tisha B'Av. So up until Tisha B'Av, Misha Nichnas of Mematin Basimcho. It's not so poshut. Yud B'Av. Not a happy day in our calendar either. Let's have a look at the vision Chazal gave us, the perspective Chazal gave us for Yud B'Av. We'll start with the Gemara in Tanis. It's brought down the Halacha. The Gemara in Tanis Daf Chof Tes. What's in Tanis Azoy? What happened on Tisha B'Av in the years of the Chorban, close to 2,000 years ago, Hoketzer, what happened? B'shiva nichnesu nochrim le'echol. On the 7th of Av, the guy went to the echol. V'ochlu v'kilkulu boi shvi shmini. And they ate, messed around in our holy base of Migdash on the 7th and 8th. U'tshi somuch l'chashecho. On the 9th of Av, somuch l'chashecho. It's yesterday evening, close to darkness. Kitzitzu boi esa'oi, they lit the fire. V'hoyadoylik v'hoylich kol hayim koloi. It was burning the whole day of Yudov. Vahainu the Omar Rabbi Yechanan, says Rabbi Yechanan about this Gemara. Il molei hoyisi ba'isa hadoil. If I would have been there in the doil, where there were goyzer Tisha B'Av in the doil of the Chorban, loy kovativ elo ba'asiri, I would have put the Tarnis on the 10th of Av. Bepnei sheru boi shal heichol boi nisraf. Because Roiv of Sreifa Sahechol took place on today, the 10th of Av. V'Rabbonon, I Chazal who made the Gezeira of Tisha B'Av, Aschalte de Paranusa Adifa. So Rabbi Yechanan would be happy to have made the Tanis today. Along came Chazal and Chazal said, Tchilas Peronus is what we look at. And Tchilas Peronus was on Tisha B'Av. Memela, the Tzoyim, the Gezeira was put yesterday. But only because of Aschol de Paranusa. In fact, in Yerushalmi, in Pegdalad of Tanis, the Yerushalmi springs down from Ebzach HaTanoim, who fast, Amaroim, who fasted on Tshi V'Asiri. Yeshnei Agim to fast Tshi V'Asiri. I see the minig's not, has a splitter here yet. But in the Yerushalmi, there was the minig. For those who were able, they fasted Tshi V'Asiri. We're going to learn Haftarah this week, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. A double Nachama for Klal Yisrael. What's the double Loshen? Nachamu, Nachamu. So Rav Sholem Zecha Tzadik Livrocha, a beautiful Moshul. So Rav Sholem Moshul Amo Adav Adrima. To a father who's had to tell off his child and had to tell him to go to his room and sit there for half an hour and he's told him off. During that time, there's a cold relationship between father and son. After time has passed, the father's forgiven his son, the son comes downstairs again. It takes time to patch up the relationship. Mikanu lahabo, it's going to get better. But those few hours where the father and son weren't too happy with each other, lemaisa remain sad hours. Those hours remain unhappy hours. Zog Absholem, the Rebbeinu Shem says to us, Nachamu, Nachamu. Not just Mikanu lahabo, not just from now on onwards will there be a tremendous ge'ula and a tremendous nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yochol. And even the tzoros that we've had, even the bad times that we suffered on Tisha B'Av and Yud B'Av, nachamu, not just the mikanu l'habo, but even the mafriya, even in the tzoros that we had, there'll be a nachama in there as well. So Rav Shlomo says, as pshat in posuk, samcheinu ki mois inisonu, Hashem will allow us to rejoice. Like in the day, ki mois inisonu, shenois ro'inu ro'o. Even the years that we saw the bad, even in the days that we suffered so much in our galus, even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yochel, can turn that out for the good. Not just mikanu l'havo with the geula. It's an amazing thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn out around our days of geula, of galus to geula. The Chofetz Chaim, what krecht to the Maggid of Gadin, Ibzevi was called. The Chofetz Chaim said, oi, the golos is so long. The golos is so schwer. So the Rebbe the Maggid, Hetzi Moshe Lamadav Adayma. He says, imagine you have three businessmen in Russia who've got to do business and they've got to travel far across Russia from one end to the other. So, and it's dark winter days. Those of us who know a bit about Russia, the days in Russia in the winter are very, very short. Very short. And the nights are very long. The fact that it's cold there, I think we all know. It's a winter Russia, and three businessmen have got to get going across Russia. You can't travel in a wagon. They get a sledge. They get a driver. They're strapped onto the sledge, and they instruct the driver to get going. With them, they pack with them their bags of scholia they need to sell. And they take in another bag, good old Russian lachaim. Cold Russian nights, they've got to keep themselves warm. They set out, and they know they're in for a long haul. They get going. After a few hours, it gets very, very cold. It's turning towards night. Bitter, bitter cold. So they talk to one another. They try to get conversation going. Abyssal Tehillim, Abyssal Lenin, Bidachayimi. Obviously, dial that to Koyaloshim, start of the day, turn away. Oh, but they're running out of things to say. It's extremely cold. So they take out the flesh of the chaim. 1, 2, 3. For the minutes, they're all fast asleep. The driver schleps them on weiter, weiter, weiter. They slept through the day. They wake up again. It's the next night. The moon is shining. The stars are out. Bitter cold. They talk for 2, 3 hours, and they can't anymore. Noch alachayim. Sleep for a few hours a day. They wake up again. It's dark at night. After a while, one of these in Galat turns to the driver and says, Yanko, what's the matter with you? There's only night here. Where's the day gone? There's no day in Russia. So the driver, no. There's plenty of day. You're sleeping through the day. So the Bzeiv Magid, Pshat in a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Omar Shoyme, the famous Pasuk we know from Havdalah, from Zmiras Leil Shabbos. Shoyme ma mi loyil. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu the Shoyme ma mi loyil. What's this only night? Why are we only seeing bad? Ma mi loyil. Omar Shoyme, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, no. Oso voikev v'gam loyil. There's been day and there's been night. You've slept through it. The chason is you. There's been day, there's been good times. You haven't seen it. So I'm saying to the Chofetz Chaim, I said, yes, we're in Golos, in a bitter Golos. And yes, you only see the bad. Because we're sleeping through the good. Be Moshe Mashiach will understand why all the bad was actually good as well. Not only Mikan Lahabo, but the Mafreya will see how everything that we saw as being the dark Russian night, there was also a day there. We slept through it thinking it was bad. Hayitoch. Omar Shoyme, Oso Voike Vedam Loyal. Tremendous words of Chizuk. As we head into a month of Memayat and Vesimcha, there's Taka Gola already in our Golos. Let's return to Yud Bov. There's a Gemara Baba Kama, a pet of a Gemara. Gemara says as follows. There were two Talmidim sitting in front of a Gebitz of Knafcha. One said, Rebbe, teach us Shmaitza, teach us a difficult halacha. Umar omar le, le mamar agadata. Other man Doma said, teach us an agadata, an easy shtickle, drush. So the Gemara, Gebitz wanted to say agadata, one stopped him. He started to say a Shmaitza, Abba Talmud stopped him. Rabbi Yitzchak was getting nowhere. Each one wanted what the other one didn't want. Whatever he said, he wasn't happy with. אמר להם, אם שאלכם משהו למועד עבדיימה, I'll give you משהו. לאדון to a man, שיש לו שתי נושים, he's got two wives. אחס ילדו ואחס זקנו. One is younger, one is older. ילדו, מלקטס ללבונס. The young wife doesn't like seeing the white hairs in her husband's head or beard. It looks too old for her. So she pulls them off. Zakeno, the elderly wife, doesn't like seeing any brown hairs because it looks too young. Melaketes lo shchoyres, she picks up all the black hairs. Memela. Nimtzos, says the Gemara, it comes out, a moshel from Tanoim, Kerach, Mikan, or Mikan. He's bald. He looks like no one. Omar Lohen, he said, you don't let me say anything. It's coming out, Kerach, Mikan, or Mikan. I'll tell you a Gemara, and he says, which you'll both be happy with. And he brought a posuk. The Torah says, in Parashas Mishpatim, Ki seitze eish, if a fire goes, umotza koitzim and finds thorns, the person who lit the fire is chayav to pay. Shalim yishalim hamaver esabega. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, olai leshalim eshaveiro, I have to pay back for the fire that I lit. Shehivarti ani hitzisi eish b'tzion. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I personally am responsible for the fire in Tzion. Shenemar posuk in Eicho, we remember, vayotzes eish b'tzion. A fire came forth from Tzion. Vatoichal yesoy doiseo. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I lit the fire. I am ultimately responsible. Vani osid livnoiso bo eish, I will rebuild it. Says the Gemara. What's the halacha? Posach hakosu b'nizkei mamoinoi, v'siyem b'nizkei gufoi, loy maloch ishoy mishom chitzov. Let's understand that. When a person lights a fire, says the Gemara, there are two ways of understanding the mazik. For example, a man who has a shoyer, an ox, and he doesn't look after his ox, and his ox runs down the street and does damage. Nobody here will tell me that I'm chayav for that damage, als odom, als man. It's not me. It's my momen. It's my assets. My property did the damage. I didn't do it. I'm chayav for momoinoi. My money did damage. That's one damage. There's a second damage available in Chazal. Odom hamazik. A man who does it himself. Now when a man does it himself, it doesn't have to be actually bepoil with his yad. I'll give you an example. Lo aleinu, a person shoots an arrow or pulls a trigger on a gun and a bullet fires. Would anybody turn around and say, that's not the man? Avada it is. Aye, the bullet is not connected to the man, but it went because he pulled the trigger. Lemoshul, a person standing up to take a penalty. He stands 12 yards out from the goal, and he scores the goal. Did his foot actually put the ball over the line of the goal? No, he's 12 yards out. Yet the ball flew into the net, Machmas, his goof. He did it. Nobody would say that's somebody else's goal. It's my goal. A person who pulled the trigger on a gun, or a person who sends a chitz, that's him. Odom HaMazik. So we have two Mazikim today, an Odom and his Momen. There's big differences. Because if your money did damage, you're only chayav for Nezek. The damage, my shoulder does damage, I'm chayav just there for the Nezek. Damage and no more. If my eye was personally the Mazik, I'm chayav for Tzar, the pain, Ripui, doctor, Sheves, the illness, the fact the person can't work, lack of work. Boishas, embarrassment. It's much worse if you're the Odom HaMazik. So what is Eish? What is Eish? A man lights a fire, says the Gemara. And the fire goes. Out of control. It's Mazik even 3 days later. Is that my money? Or is it me? Says the Gemara, from this Pasuk I learn out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm responsible as if I lit the fire. Although we caused it with our action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will repay it, because I lit the fire in Tzion. Lo imaloch to teach us, Ishoi Mishom Chitzov, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. The fire that I lit is Mishom Chitzov, it's my arrow, it's Odom HaMazik Kavyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it pays back everything. Let's take that one stage further. Let's have a look at a different type of fire. Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Baner Chalaka. Hadlocha oyster mitzvah. The minute you light the fire, you have done your mitzvah. Lefichoch, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the candle goes out, you can leave it. You've done your job, you can leave it, it's all okay now. The Taz is choylik, and the Taz says, I'm not too happy. The Taz says as follows. Bishloima, on a weekday, Chanukah afternoon, you lit it in this right zaman, and it goes out. Okay, you've done your job. But let's say it's Erev Shabbos. So it will definitely lit it before the zaman. If it goes out there, the Shulchan Aruch allows you to leave it. Says the Taz, you've done nothing. You haven't lit it in the right zaman even. You're still far too early. Says the Taz, please relight it. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Pele Otzum, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's fine. You lit it before Shabbos. And the fire has gone out, you can leave it. But it's the wrong zman, so why not? So the Shulchan Aruch, B'shem Tumas Hadeshem, it's quite okay. It's Erev Shabbos, you've not lit it in the right time, you could still leave it. Shulchan Aruch, Tof Rishayin Gimel. What's the makor for the Shulchan Aruch B'shem Tumas Hadeshem? Why would he say that? What's the logic behind that? You lit it the wrong zman, it's still Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos candles are not yet lit, go and light the fire again. Nechetis. The Achoyinim want to stell zu, and the Mukha Yosef, in Baba Kama. Let's go back quickly to Ishay Mishum Chitzav or Ishay Mishum Amoina. And let's remember that the Machloikus Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, why am Chayav for my fire? Is it me? I personally have done the damage? Chitzav, it's my arrow? It's Odom Hamazik? Or is it Mamoinoi? It's just my money? And Rabbi Yechanan says in Baba Kama Chopes, Ishay Mishum Chitzav. Let's remember, this is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, your fire is you. You pull the trigger, you are chav. Fit Nemukah Yosef, a kasha, which if I wouldn't tell you it was Nemukah Yosef, you probably wouldn't believe me. Listen to what he asks. Fit Nemukah Yosef, I've got a kasha. All of us, Friday afternoon, go to shul, before or after the lady of the house has lit Shabbos candles. Let's go back and tell ourselves, Ishrei Mishum Chitzov. The fire that you lit is your arrow. What does it mean by your arrow? Every single second that ball is flying through the air, it's me. I'm doing it every second. The fire burning, 3 days or 3 months or 3 years, later, is all me. I am doing it. It's not that I let go, I'm doing it. When it comes before Shabbos, and the lady of the house lights Shabbos candles, Fedin Mokhi Yosef, how can you allow a Jewish lady to light Shabbos candles? The fire is continuing to burn on Shabbos because of you. It's Odom, man doing it, lady doing it. Every single second, she is actively, if you hold Ishrei Mishum Chitzov, her arrows every second are lighting a fire on Shabbos Kodesh. How you talking? It's as if you're lighting it yourself on Shabbos. There's got to be something wrong because we all do it for years and years and years. And I'm not stopping anyone now. Please, no one leave now. We're going to cause problems in Klal Yisrael. So hang on to the answer. But the kasha is gevaldig. So to the Mukhi Yosef, I'll tell you pshat. We charge the person. Everything the person did is done when you finish lighting the candle. We will later charge you for everything that you did at the time you lit the fire. Ishrei Mishum Chitzav is not to be understood that it's actively as if you are lighting that every single second. Ishrei Mishum Chitzav simply means, says Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, we will charge you, man, for everything that happens later, because of what you did at the moment you lit the fire. The moment you lit the fire, we'll charge you for that. That's the bad time. You lit the fire, you're chayav then for everything that will happen later because of what you did then. So Derech HaMelech wants to say, according to this, we understand a makor to Trumas Hadeshem. The Trumas Lishu, which we didn't understand, says a person lights Neges Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. It's all gone out. It's all out. Kofsa, you can leave it alone. So he asked, Mecha Teisa, you've not done anything yet. He says, Derech HaMelech, I'll tell you Pshat. If you hold Ishe Mishom Achitzov, we look at what you've done, we go back. You have lit it. Ishe Mishom Achitzov is you lit it, and everything has been done. Everything's finished. Whatever happens later, all goes back to what you've done already. So you've done it. It's been done. So the Derech HaMelech, once we understand that the fire that burns later is all because of what you lit, well, you lit it. He lit it. He need do no more. And okay. There are two kashas on this understanding in the Nemukah Yosef. Two kashas. First of all, a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan in Tanis. Rabbi Yochanan, we just explained, says, Ishoy Mishum Chitzov. The fire is your arrow. And we explained it to mean that as long as the fire burns, it's all because of the original lighting of the fire. One kasha. Problem is, Rabbi Yochanan says in Tanis, if I would have been at the Mokim HaMikdosh, I would have made the Tanis on Yud Bo'ov. Hang on. If we've got Ishrei Mishum Chitzov correct, that it means we look at the beginning when you lit the fire. That's the Sha'as Achiv. And everything is follows through from then. Memela, why does Rabbi Yochanan himself in Tanis, Ihavoi Hosom, if I would have been as Rabbi Yochanan, I would have made the Tanis on Yud Bo'ov. I? On Yud Bo'ov? Rabbi Yochanan, you are Ishrei Mishum Chitzov. We look at the moment when you lit the fire, v'zehu. The fire never starts on Tisha B'Av. So why are you, Rabbi Yochanan, who hold Ishrei Mishum Chitzov, telling us the Tanis, you would have changed the Tanis to Yud Bo'ov? A second kasha of the Mefarshim ask is what's called a Talti Desasri. They say we're going around the circles. By a lady lighting candles Erev Shabbos, we say, don't worry, dear woman, you're okay. Why? Whatever you did goes after Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos is all finished, your chiyuv is done, you're not lighting fires of Shabbos, you're okay. But what, how did we explain Neges Chanukah? So you light Neges Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. You would need it to burn on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. If you're going to tell me now, Pshat in Mukhi Yosef is, it's like everything was done when you lit the fire, so you've done nothing on Shabbos yet. So if you learn that Neges, ladies' Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos are okay, because that started on Erev Shabbos, Mamela, nothing more, we consider nothing else. The equation's finished, she's done her job. Well, Neges Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, what are you going to tell me? If it goes out, you're okay, because you lit it. So it's all done, went on Erev Shabbos, yet nothing's happened on Shabbos. And the Zman to light Neges Chanukah is on Shabbos. And you haven't done the job yet. So the Har Tzvi, I'll tell you Pshat. So the Har Tzvi, I'll tell you the real Pshat in the Mukhi Yosef. The Rav of Yerushalayim, Tzvi Pesach Frank, says, I'll explain to you. The Mukhi Yosef does not mean every part of the fire is considered to go back to the moment you struck the match and lit whatever you touched. There's two things in a fire. There's a Sha'asa Hadlaka and the actual burning. With regard to chiyuvim, says the Har Tzvi, you can only charge a person for the moment that he struck the match and lit wherever he burnt. For chiyuv, that's there. Chiyuv stops and starts together. You lit a match, you put it onto something, your chiyuv, whatever happens later, will follow after that, will go back to the time you put your match onto something which burnt. That's the gabba chiyuv. A lady who lights a candle's egg of Shabbos, for burning on Erev Shabbos, that's okay. A person lights a fire and he burns on property, he's chayev for the time of striking a match. Says the Nemukah Yosef, says the Har Tzvi. But that doesn't mean that the fire is actually burning then. The fire can burn Nebuch weeks later as well. The Gabba Etzim Hadlokah, the fire is burning. I'm not changing the time and going back and saying, oh, the fire all burnt then. No. The fire can be burning weeks later. The chiyuv goes back to earlier. But the shasa had locker. You've only got the time that it burnt. It burnt at a different time. It can burn at a different time to the time you're chayav for it. You're chayav at time A, but the actual burning is later. But you're chayav for the burning later because of the earlier time. We understand very beautifully what's happening over here. When it comes to the Neges Chanukah or Neges Shabbos, it says, the Shulchan Aruch, leave it. You lit the candle, you're okay. The chiyuv has been done already. But you prepared it for hadlokah for later. It's not that everything has been done then. There's a hadlokah available, you lit it for a hadlokah that could potentially have burned later. It was burnt on Shabbos. It was burnt in the right time. You've done all you can do. It's not that everything's been finished on Erev Shabbos. Your chiyuv has finished on Erev Shabbos. But the hadlokah was there ready to go ahead, steaming ahead into Shabbos. And now Rabbi Yechon, the Tanis is beautiful. Rabbi Yechon says, if I would have been there, the chiyuv, if you're going to charge someone for lighting the Beis HaMikdash, you charge them for Tisha B'Av. But says Rabbi Yechon, what about the actual Shasa Hadlokah? The actual time of lighting the fire? That didn't burn on Tisha B'Av, it burned just a small amount on Tisha B'Av. The Etzem Hadlokah was on Yud B'Av. Chiyuv is Ishrei Mishom Chitzov. But actual burning of the fire, that, I can't change that, that burns a new B'Av. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if I would have been there, I would have instituted that the Gezeira of Tisha B'Av and the times of Tisha B'Av is on Yud B'Av. We don't pass like that. Eshek, we can go back to what we started with. The double loss of Nachamu, Nachamu. We asked, we gave the Vodka of Sholem, the Pshat of Nachamu, Nachamu, the Kvilis Aloshen. The Chayyur, according to what we're saying now, the double sorrow, Tes B'Av and Yud B'Av. Thus is Efshe Pshat and Nachamu Nachamu Ami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Nachama, not just for the test when there's a Shas HaChiv, but for the Yud when there's also Etzem Hadlok. I'd like to finish the Moshel, a beautiful Moshel of the Duvna Magid, where the Vel Vokt, a Mashiach, Mashiach will come. So the Duvna Magid, a beautiful Moshel. He was once asked to speak in a shul, but he said, on one condition, you don't mention Mashiach. Mashiach come, you mustn't finish off saying, Mashiach's in the Kaaba, I mean, you can't do that. He got upset. I've got a mice for you. There's once, he says, there's a cat. A cat in a forest, and a cat's being chased by a wolf. The wolf chases the cat, the cat runs up a tree and sits there. The wolf sits at the bottom and says, wolf or fox, and says, cat, come down. Cat says, come down. I know what you're after. So he says, no, you got me wrong. Mashiach's arrived. The dogs are even keves, the animals will live together. Come down, we'll get a party together down below. The cat thinks, not so stupid. He hangs around waiting a bit longer. In the distance, they hear the barking of a dog. The fox says, dog, he's off. He races and races away, and the cat has a little laugh. The cat has a laugh, the fox has run away, scared of the dog. Via more, the dog has also moved somewhere else, and the fox comes back to the bottom of the tree. He says, cat, cat, calm down now. Mashiach's arrived. Oh, really, says the cat? Mashiach's arrived? Nah, I don't understand. If Mashiach would have arrived, so why did you run away when the dog came? I mean, aren't you going to be friends with the dogs as well? Says the fox. You don't understand, he said. Mashiach's come. The dogs don't believe in Mashiach. So the Duvna Magid to his tzibur, he says, you want me to finish my brosha? He said, only dogs don't believe in Mashiach. When the Encyclopedia Talmudis, it's still up to, I think, about the letter Ches, and 20 volumes and going strong. They asked the Machaber, one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, of Shmuel Zevin, what are you going to finish? He said, I've written the last section, I've written the last portion. What's the last piece of Encyclopedia Talmudis? Tisha B'Av. When I get there, it will write as follows. Tisha B'Av, description, it will say, Yom Tov. It once was a Tanis. Maybe Taka B'Zeicha, to see Mashiach, Taka forget the Golos, forget all the suffering we've had. May Taka be a Yom Tov and forget the Tanis. V'nizke Korev, L'Bias Mashiach, Zekeinu, Amen.